So far, in this podcast of 2 Minute Tales, I have focused on the stories of men who served far from the spotlight. But today, for episode 10, I turn to one of the best known and highly decorated airmen of the 100th Bomb Group, Major Jack Swartout. Jack had arrived in England in June 1943 with one of the original crews of the 100th Bomb Group. He quickly earned the reputation as the group's greatest combat leader and would go on to fly 26 missions in a number of the group's bombers. In recognition of his proficiency and his leadership skills, he became the commander of the group's 350th Bomb Squadron. He was also awarded an Air Medal, a Distinguished Flying Cross, and a Silver Star, the U.S. military's third highest honor. The Silver Star citation noted Swartout's gallantry in action for a mission on March 6, 1944. On that day, Jack was flying the B-17 named Nelson King, a bomber named for the man I spoke about in Episode 7. Their target was the Bosch Electrical Works outside Berlin, the Reich's heavily defended capital. As they approached the target, a Focke-Wulf 190 attacked, collided with, and severely damaged the Nelson King. Reports say a portion of the vertical stabilizer was sheared away. Although he was injured in the incident and German fighters continued their attack, Swartout managed to hang on to the bomber, continue to the target, and drop his bomb successfully. The odds of Swartout making it back to England were low, but he refused to give the order to bail out and somehow managed to limp back, landing at an emergency air station shy of Thorpe Abbott's, his crewmen exhausted but safe. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll come back for another story in 2 weeks. You'll find it here on my website at ronasimmons.com. That's ronasimmons.com. Thank you for listening. And look for A Gathering of Men in bookstores and online in February 2022.